Mr. President, distinguished delegates, it is my great pleasure to address the Conference on Disarmament, the sole multilateral disarmament negotiating forum. It is all the more so as I deliver my remarks right after the Distinguished Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs, Cuba, as our two countries just established diplomatic ties 12 days ago. At the same time, I stand here with grave concern as we bear witness to yet another grim chapter of history unfolding in the 21st century. 2 years ago, Russia launched an unprovoked invasion of Ukraine in flagrant violation of the UN Charter and international law, shattering the very foundation of international peace and security. In particular, Russia's irresponsible actions, such as nuclear blackmailing, the unilateral suspension of the New START, and the decision to withdraw its ratification of the CTVT, are indeed major setbacks to the global nuclear disarmament efforts. Mr. President, faced with such a daunting situation, we must renew and reinforce our commitment to disarmament and non-proliferation to multilateralism. First and foremost, the P5 should fulfill their due responsibilities as nuclear weapon states. Logical starting point would be to fully honor and implement the existing treaties and commitments, such as the New START. The Republic of Korea also urges the P5 to actively re-engage in bilateral and multilateral dialogues to ensure transparency and rebuild mutual trust. In this vein, we welcome the recent efforts by the US and China to resume their bilateral talks on issues related to arms control and non-proliferation at various levels, and very much hope that these efforts will translate into meaningful and tangible results. For its part, the Republic of Korea is actively taking part in key initiatives seeking progress on nuclear disarmament, such as SAND, Stockholm Initiative, and the IPNDV. With the firm belief that sustainable peace can be achieved when the future generations are involved, the Republic of Korea has been championing youth engagement in global disarmament efforts through a variety of projects with the UN as well as the civil society. Mr. President, the world is now witnessing the advent of a new geopolitical landscape brought on by rapid technological evolution. In today's hyper-connected and data-driven world, gaps in technological prowess and innovation power may impact strategic balance as well. Most notably, AI is transforming every aspect of our lives, including the military domain. Its extensive application and dual-use nature pose both the perils and promises in the military. This is why the Republic of Korea, along with the Kingdom of the Netherlands, co-hosted the first summit on responsible AI in the military domain, or RE-AIM summit, last year. The first RE-AIM summit raised the much-needed global awareness on the pressing nature of the military use of AI and called for action of the international community. We will carry the torch forward by hosting the second RE-AIM summit in Seoul this September on the 9th and the 10th. Building upon the outcomes of the first summit, the second RE-AIM summit aims to enhance global understanding on the benefits and risks of the application of AI in the military and explore the path to the future governance on responsible use of military AI. Mr. President, coming back to the present, I would like to bring your attention to the most immediate challenge to the international peace and security, unlawful nuclear and missile programs of the DPRK. The DPRK's decades-long obsession with the nuclear and missile programs continues to pose existential threat to global disarmament and non-proliferation regime. The DPRK has launched more than 100 ballistic missiles over the past couple of years in blatant violation of multiple UN Security Council resolutions. It is also worth recalling that it is the DPRK that has conducted nuclear tests in the 21st century and is brazen enough to boast about them. At any moment of its choosing, the DPRK can conduct yet another nuclear test, which would be its seventh. These unjustifiable provocations imperil what we all aspire to achieve in this very conference by concluding the NPT and the CTBT, a world without nuclear weapons. The Republic of Korea, as all others in the international community, urges the DPRK to immediately cease all its provocations, return to dialogue, and abandon all WMD and ballistic missile programs in a complete, verifiable, and irreversible manner. Mr. President and distinguished guest delegates, at this inflection point of history, we must reaffirm our common commitment to realizing international peace and security through disarmament and arms control measures. In this vein, the revitalization of the city is paramount importance. The sobering fact that the city has not delivered anything tangible for nearly three decades should not be an excuse for inaction. Rather, it should serve as a wake-up call for us to rekindle our will to negotiate in good faith. In this regard, the Republic of Korea looks forward to follow-up discussion on UN General Assembly resolution on radiological weapons. We also stress the urgent need to commence negotiations on FMCT and urge all nuclear weapon states to declare and uphold a moratorium on fissile material for use in nuclear weapons or other explosive devices. The Republic of Korea stands ready to work together with all the member states to ensure that the city successfully fulfills its mandate once again.